So reading from Canto 9, Chapter 13, the Dynasty of Maharaj Nimi. Reading text number 9. Yasya yogam navanchanti.
Yasya yogam navanchanti.
Vyoga bhaya kataraha.
Vyoga bhaya kataraha.
Bhajanti charanam bojam. Munayo hari medasaha.
Munayo hari medasaha.
Yasya.
Yasya.
With the body.
With the body.
Yogam.
Yogam.
Contact.
Contact.
Na.
Na.
Do not.
Vanchanti.
Vanchanti.
Gyanis desire.
Vyoga bhaya kataraha. Being afraid of giving up the body again. Bhajanti. Offer transcendental loving service. Charana ambojam. To the lotus feet of the Lord. Munaya.
Great saintly persons.
Hari Madasa. Whose intelligence is always absorbed in thoughts of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Maharaj Nimi continued, Mayavadis generally want freedom from accepting a material body, because they fear having to give it up again. But devotees whose intelligence is always filled with the service of the Lord are unafraid. Indeed, they take advantage of the body to render transcendental loving service. Purport. Maharaj Nimi did not want to accept a material body, which would be a cause of bondage. Because he was a devotee, he wanted a body by which he could render devotional service to the Lord. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings Janma obi more icha yaditora Bhakta grihe janma hau mora Kita janma hau yata tu yadasa. My Lord, if you want me to take birth and accept a material body again, kindly do me this favor. Allow me to take birth in the home of your servant, your devotee. I do not mind being born there even as an insignificant creature like an insect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam vaja gadit shakamaye, mama janmani, janmani, ishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukittavai. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. Shikshashtaka, verse 4. By saying life after life, janmani janmani, the Lord referred not to an ordinary birth, but a birth in which to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a body is desirable. A devotee does not think like yogis and jnanis who want to refuse a material body, and become one with the impersonal Brahman effulgence. A devotee does not like this idea. On the contrary, he will accept any body, material or spiritual, for he wants to serve the Lord. This is real liberation. If one has a strong desire to serve the Lord, even if he accepts a material body, there is no cause of anxiety, since a devotee, even in material body, is a liberated soul. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha yasa harer dasye karma namana sagira nikilas vapi avastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence and words, is a liberated person even within this the material world, although he might be engaged in many so-called material activities. The desire to serve the Lord establishes one as liberated in any condition of life, whether in a spiritual body or a material body. In a spiritual body, the devotee becomes a direct associate of the Lord, but even though a devotee may superficially appear to be in a material body, he is always liberated and is engaged in the same duties of service to the Lord as a devotee in Vaikuntha Loka. There is no distinction. It is said, Sadur Jivova Marova, whether a devotee is alive or dead, his only concern is to serve the Lord. Tyagvadeham punarjanmana itimam eti. When he gives up his body, he goes directly to become an associate of the Lord and serve him, although he does the same thing even in a material body in the material world. For a devotee, there is no pain, pleasure, or material perfection. One may argue that at the time of death, a devotee also suffers because of giving up his material body. But in this connection, the example may be given that a cat carries a mouse in its mouth and also carries a kitten in its mouth. Both the mouse and the kitten are carried in the same mouth, but the perception of the mouse is different from that of the kitten. When a devotee gives up his body, Tyagvadeham, he is ready to go back home, back to Godhead. Thus his perception is certainly different from that of a person being taken away by Yamaraj for punishment. A person whose intelligence is always concentrated upon service of the Lord is unafraid of accepting a material body, whereas a non-devotee, having no engagement in the service of the Lord, is very much afraid of accepting a material body or giving up his present one. Therefore, we should follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatat Bhaktir Ahaitukitvai. It doesn't matter whether we accept a material body or a spiritual body, our only ambition should be to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as a side note, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the different perception of devotees and non-devotees when leaving their bodies. You have the example of Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj is going back to spiritual world, that personified comes in front of him. And Dhruva Maharaj, he just puts the foot on the head of that personified and gets in the plane. So he's like, thank you, thanks for coming. So this is a position of a devotee. He's not really afraid of that. We see from this case of the Dhruva Maharaj. And we see that all other people, they are really afraid of that. They are really... I mean, some people will say, I'm not afraid. But when the moment comes, you know. Okay. We had a discussion on a Sunday, but we're not going to go into that details. Anyway, so this is just a side note. Another thing very interesting here is that Maharaj Nimi speaks very advanced philosophy. He's not someone who just got lucky. No. He didn't walk down the street and suddenly the plane for Vaikuntha came for him. No, he knows exactly what he's doing, and we'll see that he's speaking very advanced philosophy. And he's not like usually people say, I don't want a material body anymore, or I don't want enjoyment anymore. And that's just like a cycle. It's called Bhogatyaga. So people try to enjoy the material world, and at some point they get frustrated, like, because you cannot enjoy. And when they get frustrated, they're like, no. And then, no, I don't want to have anything to do with this material world. It's just suffering. And they speak, you know, like advanced philosophy. Yes, yes, yes. And they go to the forest. And after 5 days in the forest, they are completely renounced, you know. And then after they think, well, let's try again. Let's give it another chance. So then they come back to the material world and they try to enjoy again. And then again and again and again. They get frustrated, they renounce, they try again, and so on. It's a cycle. So Maharaj Nimi is not like this. He didn't have a bad day when he says he doesn't want a material body again. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He has a serious decision. And as we said before, life is very, very complicated. And you can sometimes you're put in a very complex situation, and it's very hard to figure out what's the right solution. But the interesting thing is that a Vaishnava knows what the right solution is, even in those very complex situations. And sometimes Vaishnavas, there is some authority structure, which is more like in this idea of Varnashrama. And you have some authority structure, and many times the Vaishnavas know a lot better than their authorities. I'm not speaking in devotional, so much in devotion, but this is just to give some examples. You have here, you have Maharaj Nimi, who is a king. Kings don't study the transcendental shastra. They usually study Dharma Shastra. And you have Vasishtha, who is like great sage, really great sage. And you see that Maharaj Nimi is more intelligent than Vasishtha. We'll give some details on this. So Maharaj Nimi should be a king, you know, like. And you have so many other cases. You have Bali Maharaj, who is a demoniac king, supposed to be. Then, of course, we will go there a bit later. And you have Shukracharya, who is a great sage. He's such a great sage that Shukracharya is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, among great thinkers, I'm Ushana. Ushana is another name of Shukracharya. So Shukracharya is a great sage. And Bali Maharaj is, again, he's a king. And like nowadays we think kings are so great, you know, like. But in Vedic culture, kings are really the brahmanas are the ones who really know what's going on, and the kings are always subordinate to the brahmanas. So, and then you have the extreme case of Vritrasura and Indra, where Vritrasura, who is the big demon, big ugly demon, is teaching Indra. He knows better than Indra. And then you have, of course, the case of Ambarish Maharaj and Urvasa Muni. Ambarish Maharaj is again a king, very, very advanced devotee. And Durvasa Muni is this very great sage. And you have in all these cases this apparently devotees who are apparently in a lower position, but who know very well what needs to be done. Very important. And there is in this connection with the Lila with Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni, there is an interesting aspect. When Durvasa Muni comes and Ambarish Maharaj offers him some prasadam, and Durvasa Muni says, no, I'll just go to the river and perform my duties, and then I will come back. And then he's not coming. Intentionally, he's not coming. Just to test. And Ambarish Maharaj is thinking what to do. And I'll just read two verses from here, and the purport from Prabhupada, which is very, very interesting in this connection. So the text are: the king said, to transgress the laws of respectful behavior towards the brahmanas is certainly a great offense. On the other hand, If one does not observe the breaking of the fast within the time of Dvadashi, there is a flaw in one's observance of the vow. Therefore, O Brahmanas, if you think that it will be auspicious and not irreligious, I shall break the fast by drinking water. In this way, after consulting with the Brahmanas, the king reached the decision, for according to Brahminical opinion, drinking water may be accepted as eating and also as not eating. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Ambarish Maharaj, in his dilemma, consulted the Brahmanas about whether he should break the fast or wait for Durvasa Muni, apparently they could not give a definite answer about what to do. So Ambarish Maharaj is in this situation where he has to break the fast, but he can't eat because he invited Durvasa Muni for lunch, and first you feed the guests. So he's in a strange situation. And he asks the Brahmanas what to do. What can I do? And every king has some Brahmanas there, and you ask the Brahmanas what to do, and Brahmanas tell you what to do. And Brahmanas don't know. They have no idea what to do. They learn Brahmanas. And then Ambarish Maharaj tells them what to do. And the Prabhupada continues, a Vaishnava, however, is the most intelligent personality. Therefore, Maharaja Ambarish himself decided in the presence of the Brahmanas that he would drink a little water, for this would confirm that the fast was broken but would not transgress the laws for receiving a Brahmana. So actually, Ambarish Maharaj is asking the Brahmanas what to do. They don't know. And then he says, look, this is what to do. And then after he tells them, they are like, yes, actually, this Shastric injunction, this what you say is completely according to the Shastras. So that's the point Srila Prabhupada makes here. He says, a Vaishnava, however, is the most intelligent personality. So a Vaishnava is not someone who's just jumping up and down, he's chanting, Haribol, Haribol, yeah, Jai. 10,000 Jais, 10,000 Haribols, which is good, you can do. But a Vaishnava is someone who knows very clear what to do. He knows what to do. And Krishna gives same idea in the Bhagavad Gita. He says in chapter 7, He says, there are four kinds of pious men who begin to render devotional service. He says, the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. And there's different categories. Most people come to devotional service when they're suffering a bit. Life knocks them a bit. So, and Krishna says, yes, they are all pious. He calls them pious men. I'm very happy with all four categories. But then he says, yes, I'm very happy with everyone. But of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best. For I am very dear to him and he is dear to me. And then he continues, all these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me the highest and most perfect goal. So Krishna says, yes, everyone who comes is nice, but the one who is in knowledge is better. Like they are all nice, but some of them are nicer. So that's the importance of having knowledge. This doesn't work so well. Anyway, so that's one point. Another point is about what does it mean to be successful. We have here interesting example, you know, like what is success? And we might have some many definitions of success. And Srila Prabhupada quotes this famous verse from Lord Chaitanya: Nadanam na janam na sundarin kavitam vaja gadisha kamaya mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatat bhaktir aitukitvai. So Lord Chaitanya gives some definitions we might have for success. We might have material wealth. Yeah, if you go around to, we're going to train station, we stop people and say, do you think if you have material wealth you are successful? Most of the people will say, yes, of course, no? Of course, you're successful. And then if you have, this is a bit gross, then you can have a beautiful wife. This success, there's some success. Then you can go a bit more subtle. Then you have to have some, if you have some followers. Yeah, you have a group and everyone likes you. You have how many likes you have on YouTube or what's TikTok now? Now it's TikTok, I heard. Anyway, how many followers, how many people are following? So that's the idea people usually have about success. And sometimes we also have this idea about success. But you have these cases, these very interesting cases, where you see that success is not really what it looks like. Like here you have Vasishtha, who is coming back again as a sage, and Maharaj Nimi, who is going back home back to Godhead. So who's the most successful? Well, most people will say, oh, if you become a great sage. Actually, they wouldn't say, because nowadays they don't understand the value of sages. But normally people will say, yes, this great sage. But Maharaj Nimi just gives up his body and goes back home, back to Godhead. And there's also this very extreme case with Vritrasura and Indra. Vritrasura is this big demon, and Indra is the ruler of the heavenly planet. And there is this famous fight. And in this fight, at some point Indra is somehow depressed. He's somehow defeated. Afraid also, yeah. And then Vritrasura is preaching to him. Vritrasura is this big demon, and he's preaching to him. He says, okay, you have to do your duty. What's this? And also Vritrasura is in this mood, okay, you have to kill me now, because that's the Leela, and you have to kill me fast, because I'm in a hurry. I don't have time. I'm going somewhere. I have another service. So yeah, he has 5 minutes until the next service. So you find there that actually Vritrasura is a great devotee. Explain that's one of the questions Parikshit Maharaj asks after, because it's first there's this lila with Indra and Vritrasura, and his Parikshit Maharaj is really amazed. How come this horrible demon is such a great devotee? And then Shukadev Goswami explains about Chitraketu Maharaj, who is a great devotee, and he's cursed by Parvati, and so on. So you have Vritrasura going back home, back to Godhead, and you have Indra, who is staying here as the ruler of the heavenly planets. So you'd say, who's more successful? Most of the people would say that Indra is more successful. No? But for a devotee, success means to go back home, back to Godhead. And there's just very interesting. Actually, after this, because Indra is killing a Brahmana, because the Vaishnava is a Brahmana, he is suffering some reactions. And it's really, really funny. For me, it's really funny. And Indra is followed by sin personified, and he's hiding inside the Manas Sarovar lake, and he's hiding there for 1,000 years. He's hiding in this lake, and this is the most funny thing. And they found someone to give him prasadam. You know, because he's hiding there, so he doesn't get the remnants from the yagya. And who do you think they got to bring him prasadam? Yeah. Close, you're close. No, they got Agni. So actually they got Agni to bring him prasadam, but Agni cannot go into the water. So so Indra was practically starving for 1,000 years. Anyway, so that's the idea that definition of success by Lord Chaitanya is that you go back home, back to Godhead. Of course, here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about a very advanced state of mind, which is even further than going back home, back to Godhead. It's this state of mind that I don't care where I am. I want to serve Krishna wherever I am. But this state is something that we shouldn't imitate. And sometimes devotees would be would hear this, and they would think, "Oh, these prayers by the great devotees," and will be like, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, I want to be born again and again and serve you here." And Srila Prabhupada was looking like this to them, like this, and she was like, "Just go back home, back to God, and don't make me come back after you again." So. It's nice that devotees have this state of consciousness that they want to serve Krishna, but there's no need to stay here longer than necessary, and that's real real success. That you want, we're going back home, back to Godhead. Okay, that's I think. There's many more to say from this lila. I'll just stop here. And if there are some comments, questions, complaints.
How we can see that we are proceeding in our path back to Godhead, or we are going to the wrong direction?
How we can see?
Are we going back to Godhead, or are we still maintaining our existence in the world?
Well, there's some indicators. One indicator is that of progress is that we don't have as many material desires as we used to have. That's one of the indicators of progress. Because you know, like sometimes people would think that okay, I'm feeling this ecstasy and that ecstasy, and but sometimes there's a process that, which is in Nectar of Devotion and Madhurya Kadambini, they describe the Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta. Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. So there's some symptoms of each stage, and it's good to know them, and then you can recognize. And sometimes devotees, sometimes probably they would talk about different this devotee. He has these symptoms. He's crying when he hears the Maha Mantra. And then Prabhupada would be very very sharp on this. He would say, okay, look, these symptoms, these are symptoms of bhava. Or, yeah. If you're at bhava stage, then you must be at least at ruchi. And you're, if you're at ruchi, you must be at least at nishta. So if you're not at nishta, then how can you have the symptoms of bhava? You know, like, if you're not stable in your devotional practice, you can feel something, you know, because you come to Krishna consciousness, first day you are in ecstasy. You're like, oh, amazing. Finally, because you feel something, Lord Chaitanya is giving some drops. But to be really at bhava means that first you're at nishta. Like, and then nishta comes after anartha nivritti, cleaning all our anarthas. And then anartha nivritti, there's bhajana kriya, and usually this high enthusiasm, this is more or less like utsahamai, it's called. And then after utsahamai usually comes ganatarala. And utsahamai is beginner's enthusiasm. The people, new devotees come and they are so enthusiastic, so alive and so fired up. Yes, yes. And then, because this enthusiasm is more or less in mode of passion, so it cannot last. And then there's ganatarala. Ganatarala means some days he's really enthusiastic and some days he's like, oh my God, I don't want to see devotees anymore. You know? So, yeah, there's a process. And the idea is to... one of these indicators, Prabhupada used to put this as an important indicator. If you have material desire, and also you cannot, it's not linear, you know, like sometimes you have these days when you're like completely desireless, and sometimes you have these days where all the desires pop up in your head. Maybe it happens to you also, to me it happens, you know, and sometimes I'm completely, you know, like, I'm like pure devotee, finally. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, it's not out of nowhere, it's out of my crazy mind, but just not conscious. So many crazy ideas come up, and we're like, where did this crazy idea come from? Oh. Okay. So it's not really an indicator, but one of the first part of this is to be stable, very, very important, you know, like, to be stable, and yeah. That's how you can see. And it's not so much stable externally, also stable internally, because some things, maybe, that's one of the problems. Some devotees who are like fanatic, fixed, you know, then one day they cannot do something, and then everything crumbles, you know, like, and okay, today you woke up at 4 instead of 3 o'clock. So what? Now tomorrow you wake up at 3. So continue, you know, but they just stop. I don't know if this is helpful, but there is some stage. And if you have less material desires, on the average, then there's some advancement. And of course, devotional service, the process, purification doesn't take 5 months. You're not going to be pure devotee in 5 months, usually. Yeah, some patience is also needed. It's whole life. Okay.
I remember Maharaj Nimit got spiritual body at the end.
Yeah.
Do you know how it goes? I mean, what was the purpose he got, like, so that he can serve Krishna, or
so that he can
serve Krishna, or what was the?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when we go back, yeah, as far as I understand, is we don't get a spiritual body. We regain our spiritual body, because spiritual body is always there. Yeah, and of course the idea is we give up this material body and we serve Krishna in our spiritual body. Some devotees sometimes they go back to Godhead in the same body, but it's quite rare as far as I understand, you know. Yeah, the purpose is to serve Krishna. Prabhupada says in this purport that either in the material world, spiritual world, or anywhere we are, our natural position is to serve Krishna. And this tendency is quite to avoid. So the idea is not only to get rid of this material body, the idea is to get in the position to serve Krishna. Like I see myself many times that I don't want to suffer, you know, like there's some suffering and I want to get rid of this suffering, you know, like my body is not so good, you know, like I have material body and maybe I got the bad ticket also for with this body. And I'm thinking I want to get rid of this suffering. So that's exactly what Maharaj Nimi is talking about here, that we want to get rid of the suffering, but we don't want to serve Krishna. So then, what is our position? It's more or less Mayavada, you know, like want to be somewhere in the impersonal Brahman where there's no suffering, but I don't want to serve Krishna. So yeah, we probably all have. I mean, at least I know I have this tendency I want to not suffer, but not serve Krishna. So this is not so good. And sometimes this funny story when Prabhupada was talking about Mayavadis, and devotees were thinking, oh, this Mayavadi is someone. Prabhupada had some conflicts in India with some people. And then Prabhupada was continuing this Mayavadi. And then they realized who are the Mayavadis. They're like, oh, we are the Mayavadis. We are these people who don't want to suffer but don't want to serve Krishna. Oh, okay, that's why he is fighting so much. So yeah, that's the whole idea. That's one of the problems. Yeah, I don't know if it helps, but yeah. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.